Next question is Viola, V-I-O-L-A, Clark, C-L-A-R-K, 8476. Today is 3/19/2025. She's a 49-year-old woman with history of hypertension, positive HIV, obesity, possible sleep apnea. Patient is originally from San Francisco, moved to Louisiana. She's widowed. She has a history of tobacco abuse in the past, ETOH use. She used to work as a cashier most of her life, and she has four children. Allergy, none. Medical problems, avascular necrosis, of hips bilaterally, hypertension, chronic pain, spinal stenosis, sickle cell trait. Family history, mom and dad died of HIV, vaccinations up to date, surgery, three C-sections in the past. Review of system, patient is able to ambulate with help. She wears a diaper because of has incontinence issues, requires help with most ADL. Decreased activity, increased pain. Depression and anxiety medication. Just leave it blank if I fill it up tomorrow. Allergy, non-drug allergy. Then medical vitals, 130 over 80, pulse is 88, respiration is 18, or two side 95%, heart positive, spine positive is 2. Lungs clear, abdomen soft, neck shows no JBD, skin shows no rash, lower extremity shows no edema, chronic sinusitis. Assessment, 49-year-old woman with positive HIV, no recent infection. Sickle cell trait, avascular necrosis of hips, bilateral chronic pain, history of anxiety, and bipolar disorder, period. New paragraph, patient requires pain medication around the clock to keep her comfortable. Next number, continue with current medication. Next number, check blood work. Next number, obtain hospital records. Next number, patient does not have any need for palliative or hospice care at this time. She has had no recent opportunistic infection, and she's and her CD4 count is not known. I've asked the caretaker to obtain patient's records for me. Thank you.